So we are going to be doing this. We're going to talk about sex. Mind-blowing, sticky, nasty, crazy sex. Not boring sex, no. Boring sex has no place closer to me. Please, if you have boring sex, I don't think we can be friends. Okay? So, sex, I think. Sorry, I can't have an audience. I can't have people to talk this week because of coronavirus. Yeah, so I have to do this on my own for now. Then I'll later involve a friend or two. Okay, so I think sex should involve people who are very compatible, like have some kind of vibe, like a little bit of chemistry to build on, because I can't have sex with someone who can tickle my whistle, man. I have to make sure that just the method of you actually rubbing my clit or talking dirty into my ear should actually make me smile. Like, damn it, is it too much for a woman to ask for? Yes, guys want somebody they can actually freaking roll with. I mean, be happy, open-minded about a lot of versions, open-minded. You go up and try to be nice to a girl and be sexually, like, how should I even put it? Just be forward and they get offended that you think they are little bitches or whatever they call it, putas or whatever. Yes, but I'm sure we live in a society whereby a lot of things can change right now, where you can just walk up to a guy and tell him you want to have sex with him, or you walk up to a girl and be like, you know what, I like you, you have a very sexy body, I want to lay with you for a few hours, not minutes, dude, you're not affecting me for just a few minutes. Well, I'm gonna rape your ass. I'm gonna take all the sex that you couldn't give me out of you. Sorry. So, okay, and people who want to have sex must be fun. See, if we become cool and I want to have sex with you, I would see first how we interact. If you're able to match up to my crazy, or you're willing to learn, more or less, yes, let me put it like that, then I can say, oh, fine, I can have that fine piece of ass, but damn it, if you're boring, we're done. Because you can't even make me tingle, like, you can't make my body move. No, most of the guys are turned off by that, like the fact that girls are boring. Even in conversations, they ask themselves, if you're boring with the chat, how can you be fun in bed? Like, just look at that. No, so you lose a chance of actually having to lay with a very fine dude just because your chat is like, yeah, okay, I'm good, like, boring. Please. Please don't be boring, okay? Because you can lose a chance of actually living with someone so freaking nice just because it is either you're bigger than him or something like that. So be fun, be exciting, be open. Just don't try to be closed off. Sometimes you try to be closed off because maybe it's a new person. But see, people will love you for being yourself. Let society think whatever. Everybody's having sex about lately, so I don't get why you should be shy because you want to enjoy somebody's body a few hours. People have fantasies. I have a fantasy. I have a lot of fantasies. This afternoon, I actually sent a broadcast and asked people what the craziest fantasies were, and I was actually surprised. I was like, oh my god, that's why they are my friends, because god, they all end boring. They all had either gangbang, threesome, having sex in the open, yeah, something like that. Yeah, and well, I was like, oh, yes, you are supposed to be spontaneous, be wild, be crazy. See, let me tell you something. Nobody wants a crazy part. A boring part. Nobody wants someone crazy. Like, don't just lay there and be like, okay, the guy's supposed to do all the work, so I'm just gonna lie down, open my legs and let him do whatever shit he's supposed to do. When you're done, I just take my, wear my clothes and bye bye. Yes, and that's bye bye for you forever. He will block your ass. Cause damn it, see, do some of the work. See, just be like, baby, you know what, just lay down, let me suck your dick a few minutes, let me hop in your dick, let me ride you, whine on it for a while. And he'd be like, damn girl, you got my soul on. Like, he's gonna be stuck on you. Then you will wonder why a man is out there doing something else or with another girl, because you're boring. Sex is supposed to be exciting. It shouldn't be an obligation, or you feel like you're doing somebody a favor. See, you're doing both of you a favor by having sex with each other. And what's the best way than actually enjoying what you're doing? It shouldn't be painful. It should be fun. God damn it, why are you making it so difficult? Like, just learn, research more about sex, read about sex, find out what turns you on, what turns your partner on, and actually build on it. And I'm sure that sex is gonna be amazing. In the next one, I'm gonna tell you something I love, something very, very, I'm kinky, so yeah, pardon me. I promised in a previous one that I'm gonna tell you about a kink of mine. Yeah, so just a few people know this, but sometimes I love the pain, which I am not ashamed of saying, because look, other girls would think I'm awkward, I'm silly or crazy. I'm definitely crazy to want to be called a slut or some derogatory names during sex, but damn it, that's the shit that turns me on the most. Some of you girls actually don't know what actually really turns you on till this is done to you. And you should initiate sex. Don't always wait for your boyfriend to kiss you first, or say, baby, I wanna fuck you, or something. Just, you know what, wear his shirt, remove those panties, put them somewhere, and sit on his lap and be like, you know what, tonight it's me and you. Just kiss his body all over. Oh my god. If he likes ear bites, bite his ears, lick them. Yeah, you guys are just putting me back in a scene where I don't want to be, but I love you so much, so yes, kiss him so hard. If you're shy, just a little bit of liquor for the courage, or just get high enough. And high sex is freaking lit, trust me. It's so freaking lit that I would not recommend it for anyone. Don't say anything else. I'm not recommending it, but if you do so at your own risk, come and give me the feedback, the experience. I need a whole ass book about it. So kiss your partner all over, lick their body, suck their cock. Dude, if you don't know how to eat pussy, please learn. You don't want any slurpy thing. You need to stick your tongue inside and hold her waist down. It's like I'm preaching the word. Yes, I'm preaching the word of sex. Y'all gotta listen. And eat her out. Even if she begs you to stop, please don't stop. When you say stop, she means actually go on and keep doing it till you feel that she is shaking around you and screaming her lungs out, mentioning your name. Then you feel proud, like, damn it, mama, I made it. Get her, eat her out and make her stack to you. Every girl wants a crazy guy as much as every guy wants a crazy girl. So you guys should actually make it work out. See, it's not so much to ask, is it? You'll want something. Do exactly what you want. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, and there are turn-offs. Everybody has what turns them off. know, everybody asks what turns them on, and mine is like the weirdest turn on. God, I like to be sexual. I'm actually very sapiosexual. If I see a guy being all about his books and all, I'm like, oh damn it, I'll fuck him. Oh, that's so weird that that's what turns me on. But yeah, that's me. So I'm into nerds like a lot. Yeah. It doesn't matter if they don't know how to dress, but somehow I don't think all the nerds acted well boring. No, they're actually very fun. Like, it's like the more innocent they are, the freakier they are. It's all good. Find out what turns your partner off, what turns them on, and you make sure that during sex you don't do what turns them off, or they will either dry up or they'll go flaccid. And then you'll be wondering what the shit you did. You did something stupid. That is why my dick is refusing to come up. Or I'm so dry. And please, your mind shouldn't be all over the place when you're having sex. It should be in the moment, where you are, what you're doing. Because the moment you have divided attention, you dry up. Or your dick will refuse to be extremely hard to continue its deed. Please. Strap up. I know that people say, how can you eat candy without removing the wrapper? But dude, you may eat candy really without the wrapper and you're gonna get STDs or AIDS, and I can't have you sick. And please, it's coronavirus season. I just hope that you guys are with your partners already, not moving about and carrying the virus all over. And please stick to one partner, I beg of you. And now I'll say this. If you don't build a relationship with someone, I don't mean boyfriend, girlfriend. If you don't build something with them, you can't have sex and enjoy it. At least, even if it's a one-night stand, make sure that there's chemistry at least. And the sex should always be amazing. It will always be amazing if you put in effort. Because it takes two to tango. You don't expect sex to be enjoyed if there's only one person putting in all the effort. So this is it till next time. And please share with everyone. I just hope it's not boring. I just hope this coronavirus goes away. I'm not crying. I'm not crying, please. It just goes away and we have our lives back and we can have sex with whoever we want to. But just be safe out there. Be safe. Stay safe. Buy packs of condom. But wait, when a condom stays too long, it loses its, elasticity. So don't buy too much that you can't use. A condom can... One time, that's... It's, yes, I had an incident where the condom broke and it's not supposed to. Actually, a lot of water, a condom can hold a lot of water, but if it stays too long in the shop, its elasticity reduces. That's what I was told. So don't buy too many that you can't use. Buy as much as you can. If it's about to finish, then you get another. Easy peasy. Till next time. And what else should we talk about? We've talked about sex, so what else should we discuss? Please, you can bring up anything and I'll talk about it for you. Just don't be shy. Life is too short to hide, man. Please, live life.